I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about pregnancy and structure function care, and we hear a lot from our listeners. They really like the two-part series we had on children's health and felt that was very beneficial. And then you had a recommendation from there, someone that wanted to for us to discuss pregnancy.
Yes. And the health, how much that care during the time that you're carrying the baby, how much that has to do with the health of the child.
Right.
You know, which is very true, because it sets the stage. And if you have problems during pregnancy, that's going to carry over into the whole life of that child.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a suggestion that we also talk about that.
Right. Yeah, and even if you're a listener out there and you're saying, well, I'm not pregnant, or you know someone that's pregnant, and the importance.
Or going to be pregnant.
So what role does structure function care play in pregnancy, Dr. Prather?
Well, we talk about structure function care and disease care. And, of course, structure function care is where you're trying to make the body healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And health is defined as the homeostasis of the body, and homeostasis is balance. And usually when we talk about that, it's an 80-20 split, where about 80% of the care should be structure function care in your life.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% should be disease care or pharmaceutical care. Well, with pregnancy, it should be even a higher percentage, because you do not want to do pharmaceuticals when you're pregnant.
Right.
And the whole situation changes, because the demands on the body become so much greater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of changes that occur structurally, as you've seen.
I know.
Yeah.
<there's,
laughs> you've seen men put on some of those pregnancy belts,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "What the heck?"
Right.
That feels awful. So structurally, there's a huge amount of changes that take place, and physiologically, the needs of the nutritional needs just completely change. The weaknesses that were already in the body are accentuated.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in pregnancy, the demands on the body become much, much greater. And you should really look towards structure function care to meet those needs.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's something that pretty much every woman should have a structure function care doctor during pregnancy, and even before pregnancy if you're planning on getting pregnant.
Yeah, let's talk about that. When should care start for pregnancy?
Well, it should start before you become pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can get things fixed beforehand, and there could be things that really need to be handled before pregnancy. An example, if you had mercury toxicity that was found in your system, and it was found after you're pregnant, you can't detox it at that point, because it's
when you're pregnant.
When you're pregnant.
Mm.
There are certain types of parasitic or bacterial infections in the gut that you can't really deal with while you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is that?
Again, it's a little too strong for the pregnancy. We oftentimes wait until after pregnancy
for detoxing
to really start going there and working on some of the things that need to be done, because some of the herbals and different things that are necessary to get rid of those are too strong for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't do those things. So getting checked out thoroughly, say, and I've had many women come in and said, we're thinking about getting pregnant. I want to get a full physical, see what's going on. So we do lab tests from top to bottom, see what's happening. We talk about any things that, nutritional needs that we need to fix beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then any type of detoxification that needs to occur before she gets pregnant. So those types of things is really a smart idea.
Right.
Matter of fact, we've told some women, you should delay getting pregnant until this is taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we also find things that it's a situation where it's going to be really difficult to get pregnant until we get this fixed.
Yeah.
So let's get this this situated first, and then it's going to be a much better process.
And I've seen that, you know, in our office on the infertility.
Yes.
You know, when you're able to balance the woman and the man.
Sure.
It's important that way. Then they're able to get pregnant. And I know we've done an infertility show, you know, and talked about that before.
Yeah, we even had a staff member who had dealt with infertility. Mm-hmm. And we did a lab test and extremely low on zinc. And we said...
She was low on zinc.
Yeah, extremely low. And I said, you know, you're not going to get pregnant until this zinc situation is taken care of. So we worked with it, got it, and as soon as it hit a certain mark, boom, she got pregnant. So it was, you know, and there can be different reasons for, you know, not being able to get pregnant, but getting those things fixed beforehand really helps out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're starting out with an example would be zinc deficiency, well, that's going to affect the development of the child.
Right.
And not in a good way.
Mm-hmm. And she had a very healthy child.
Very healthy child, yes.
So why should diagnostics be performed? Are we talking about before you get pregnant?
Before you get pregnant, or even after you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
What you're looking for in diagnostics, when you're talking about structure function care, it's more dependent upon diagnostics than even pharmaceutical and disease care. Mm-hmm. Because we need to know what is out of balance. And, you know, like copper or zinc, mm-hmm. you can have too much of something or you can have too little.
Right.
And then those things can affect other different types of aspects. So finding out what the balance is in the body, structurally and physiologically, is a very important type of thing. So, you know, many times when I'm starting out a new medical doctor or a new nurse practitioner, they say, you know, wow, you're doing an awful lot of diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, we're not doing disease care. Because an example would be we have people come in with going into kidney failure. You know, and their thought as a nurse practitioner or as an MD is, oh, we've established that that's a problem. We don't need to recheck those blood values because they, you know, very often because they don't really, pharmaceutically, they don't make any difference. You know, it's once you've established the diagnosis, mm-hmm. then you don't need to recheck. But when you're doing structure function care, we make changes.
Mm-hmm.
We had three people going into chronic kidney failure. One was at 35, one was at 42, and
one
was
GFR.
At 30, GFR, glomerular mm-hmm. filtration rate. And I said, you know, I need to recheck those in 4 weeks. And my nurse practitioner kind of balked, like, you know, what we've already established that they have it. And I said, well, I need to see that they're making improvement.
Right, well, how the treatment is working.
How the treatment is working.
What's a diagnosis? Right. A diagnosis is a diagnosis.
Yeah. The one that went up the least was 11 points on their GFR.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had one that went up all the way 15 points,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, the nurse practitioner's eyes and got really big. It's like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is
amazing.
Yeah, the urologist and nephrologist got that back, and they were like, wow, you know, I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very much into, and we need to do more diagnostics than mm-hmm. the average, than the disease care model. Mm-hmm. So we need to do the diagnostics at a very high level and make sure that we're making the changes, and then much more thoroughly than you do disease care-wise.
And, you know, these diagnostics are very affordable, you know, and insurance, they're not...
And they're non-risky. I mean, there's no mm-hmm. risk. And you do blood, you give hair, you might
give
saliva.
Insurance covers most of them. And,
yes. Yeah. And we have, because we are structure function care, there is a different expectation on how we do our diagnostics than if we were disease care. Mm-hmm. So what would be normal for us is not normal for a disease care office.
Right.
So we're judged differently.
So what diagnostics should be done before a woman gets pregnant, and why?
The diagnostics, there should be an examination of the structure. That's a very important part.
Mm-hmm.
So x-rays might be necessary. A good evaluation, make sure the structural integrity of the body.
You're talking about the vertebrae.
The vertebrae, spine, yes, the muscle
the
balance.
Pelvis, very
pelvis,
important.
Pelvis, yes.
Hips.
That's all very important before getting pregnant, to make sure that things are going to work correctly. Even getting pregnant can be influenced by the structure.
Mm-hmm.
The angle of the pelvis makes a big difference on
right.
pregnancy. So structurally, and then physiologically, you want to look at very thorough blood tests. You want to do blood tests also for nutritional deficiencies. You need to do a hair analysis to find out the mineral balance of the body.
That's how you found out
the zinc deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you also need to do a stool kit.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what the health of the gut is. Those are the basic types of things. And as we find out different things, we might do further testing. But those are, we always talk about blood, urine, hair, and stool
mm-hmm.
as the four basics.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Fun times.
We come back. More on pregnancy and structure function care.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Dr. Prather, you use homeopathy in the Prather Practice. How important is it in the treatment of your patients?
It's sort of our secret weapon. There are quite a few different types of medicines that people are very familiar with that are completely homeopathic based. One of the examples is nitroglycerin. Nitroglycerin tablets are far better than anything you could do pharmaceutically. The reason is that homeopathics work immediately. Pharmaceuticals take a while. In that type of an instance, you need something that works very, very quickly. So homeopathic has continued with that particular medicine. There's some others that are still homeopathically based. It's an acknowledgement that homeopathy works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not really an argument on that. I mean, it's even used now and prescribed by physicians, though oftentimes the physicians don't even know that what they're prescribing is a homeopathic-based medicine. Homeopathy is the fastest-growing part of complementary alternative medicine right now. Now, one of the things, of course, that I always want to point out, it's not an either-or.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to choose between them. Pharmaceuticals and homeopathy. An example that we had was a patient was put on some heart medication because of heart problems they had. Terrible, terrible side effects that the individual had with that. Even I told him, I says, you know, if you don't take this pharmaceutical, you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'd rather die. So what we did
was... Because of the side effects.
Because of the side effects. So what we did was we made up a homeopathic for that particular medicine,
mm-hmm.
which you can make a homeopathic for everything, and eliminated all of his side effects.
Wow.
So then he was able to take the pharmaceutical without any problems associated with that. And we do that many times with patients, where we can take them through, and if they are needing to take pharmaceuticals, and it doesn't matter what pharmaceutical you take, has excellent results. One of the things that they're doing clinical research right now is for chemotherapy patients. You know, horrible, horrible side effects.
Mm-hmm.
The National Institute of Health was doing a study where they were giving homeopathics along with the chemo and not having any side effects, and I've seen that many times with our patients. Where I can give a homeopathic for the chemo, which not only doesn't interfere with it, but enhances the effects of the chemo, but eliminates the side effects. And if we can make that open to physicians to start to use homeopathics on a much more regular basis, I think that we will see an improvement in the overall health and well-being and how we can deal with patients.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
So today we're talking about pregnancy and structure function care. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about getting your body ready, you know, pre-pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You want to be as healthy and in homeostasis before you get pregnant.
As possible, yes.
Yes, as possible. And we were talking about the importance of diagnostics, the structure function model of diagnostics. You talked about the blood work, very important. We're going to go in more detail that. Mm-hmm. Hair analysis, stool kit, urine sample. So what is it that structure function care looks for in blood work?
Well, the first thing is we do the basic types of blood tests. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that the endocrine system is working right. We have an immune system that's working. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that they're not anemic. We need to make sure that the kidneys are working correctly, that the mineral balances are good. Mm-hmm. All those types of basic types of functions of the system. And, you know, people think, well, you know, I'm general healthy, but when we get blood work back, we don't find people who are healthy.
And that's, yeah, that's your blueprint to your health.
Blueprint to your health and mm-hmm. seeing what's going on. And
mm-hmm. There's no guessing.
Right. We know how things are working, and we know what is physiologically what homeostasis is, mm-hmm. and which is different than how a disease care doctor. I have people who said, well, you know, we need to take a look at your blood work. And they said, well, I just had a physical and my doctor said I was fine. You know, everything was good. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay, let's go on ahead and get it in and take a look at it. And they're anemic. They're already starting on kidney disease. They have chronic liver disease going on. Mm-hmm. Their immune system's off. And I'm like, okay, this is good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you talk to the medical doctor, it's, well, you know, there's nothing that I need to give pharmaceutically.
Right. It's so, that disease care model we're
right.
talking about.
It's there's nothing that I can give them for their problems pharmaceutically. Mm-hmm. And even then, they talk about reference ranges. Reference ranges are what 50% of the people are in. And reference ranges has nothing to do with health. Mm-hmm. Reference ranges are reference ranges. They are guidelines for what is normal and what is proper. So that has been another education that I've needed to give to the medical doctors and the nurse practitioners who come in, is these are what is homeostasis for these numbers, not the reference range.
Why don't they put homeostasis numbers?
They're not allowed to.
They're not allowed to. Huh?
Yeah, the federal government doesn't want the labs to be giving those things out to people. Now, they made an exception with cholesterol. If you get the, when I got out of school, reference ranges.
That was a long time ago.
Thank you. I appreciate that word of encouragement. Yes, it was quite a long time ago. But the reference ranges for most people at that time, the cholesterol was between 200 and 300. And that was the reference range. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, they the drug companies got them to change the reference range to more homeostasis because they wanted people to realize and buy more, and they put the pressure on.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be done,
right?
But you have to have enough money to get it done.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, understanding homeostasis and where that is a very important part of what's going on. And if you're just having your blood read through a disease care doctor, then you're not going to be getting, if you're interested in just disease care,
mm-hmm.
but if you're actually trying to find out how healthy you are,
mm-hmm.
that is not a way, and that is not an interpretation that will give you a proper picture.
So were they... What was the purpose? What's the purpose of the reference range? Just if doctors, like you have 600 hours of just studying labs.
Right.
600 hours.
Right.
So was it just to help the...
It was just to give a reference range.
Reference range. Okay. Yeah,
instead of just putting it out there, what is 50% of the people have? What is mm-hmm. the normal for the population?
Yeah. Well, I want to be better than 50%.
Well, yeah, there's some of the reference ranges have, you know, even the homeostasis isn't in the reference range.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a totally different type of understanding.
Well, let's talk about anemia. Why is anemia so important during pregnancy?
Because almost all women become anemic. One of the things is, there's a lot of different types of anemia that can occur. You can have B vitamin anemia, B12, folic acid, B6.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have iron anemia, and that's the most common. So the requirements to make a baby really uses a lot of B vitamins and also a tremendous amount of iron. So, as we are checking women, 50% of all women when they start out, when they're not pregnant,
mm-hmm.
are anemic.
50%?
50%.
Before they're pregnant.
Before they're even pregnant.
Wow.
Once they become pregnant, most women have some anemia
mm-hmm.
going on. And when you cut down on the oxygenation, you're also cutting down on the oxygenation to the baby. Which affects intelligence, immune system, development of the child.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen is really important. And they get their oxygen from their mom. And so we find a tremendous amount. And, a lot of women say, you know, wow, I'm really tired during my pregnancy. It's, well, because you're not getting enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Red blood cells are important. So anemia, probably every pregnant woman should be treated for anemia. Matter of fact, one of the things is the folic acid deficiency. So that's almost common on almost every single woman mm-hmm. if it's not being supplemented.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big supplement.
Big supplement that's talked about, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So anemia is something that needs to be watched, taken care of, and we find severe anemia oftentimes in pregnant women without it being addressed.
Well, what treatments are important for anemia?
Of course, getting the nutritionals up. Iron is probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get women to take in it dietary-wise. Usually we have to supplement to get the iron levels up. So that's the most common one that we think of that we see quite a bit. Also, folic acid is... if you were just going by diet, 100% of all pregnant women would be folic acid deficient.
100%?
100%.
Okay.
B12 is something you have to look at. B6, you're looking at copper. There are actually 36 different nutritional factors that go into anemia.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at all the possibilities along those lines, that's very important, and seeing which ones are actually going to work.
And taking it seriously,
Taking it seriously, mm-hmm. and realize that this has a lot to do with your health. The ease of delivery
mm-hmm.
is very important.
That is very important.
The risk to the child. If the child is already starting out in an oxygen-deprived type of a situation, and they go through the birth, then you can have a crisis, which leads to cesareans.
Mm-hmm.
Because the child becomes distressed. So they're already, you know, oxygen deprived. And then they start to go through the birth canal. And it's a time where you're like holding your breath. How well can you hold your breath? And then they get under stress. And then they say, we need to do an emergency cesarean. Mm-hmm. So keeping the mother from becoming anemic will cut down on the distress situations for the child during birth.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about kidneys. What role does the kidneys play during pregnancy?
Kidneys are extremely important. One of the things that's a big risk factor is preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very strong correlation between kidney health and preeclampsia and eclampsia, which is a crisis situation for a mother. And one of the things is watching that very closely. If you do get into that situation, you're probably going to be either induced or have a cesarean pretty quickly to protect the health of the child and the mother. So the kidneys are basically what's involved with that. And the biggest thing that's going on, and when you look up preeclampsia and eclampsia in the textbooks, you say we don't really know why that situation is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Structure function, in our courses, we were taught this is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And what, of course, you have to build a baby, and that takes a lot of protein. And your kidneys are very dependent on several different proteins to keep on functioning. We had talked before that we fix a lot of chronic kidney disease. And we do that mainly through amino acids, because there's a deficiency there. And once we get the proper amino acids in there, especially arginine, into the body, then the kidneys can heal. And we see dramatic changes that take place. Well, if you are making a baby, your protein needs increase quite a bit. Most women aren't really that great at getting enough protein in their system anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are already having underfunctioning kidneys. Now, understanding that you have an underfunctioning kidney does not start to show up in your blood work until you are 70% damaged to your kidneys.
Wow.
So it takes 70% damage before it even starts to show up in kidney function. Mm-hmm. So women are already starting to show it before they're even pregnant, that there's a dysfunction in the kidneys. And then you have the extra strain of the need for protein for the baby. And all of a sudden they become extremely protein deficiency. And then all of a sudden the kidneys start shutting down. Blood pressure starts to go up because the body increases the blood pressure to help the kidneys to work better.
Mm.
And you get into a crisis type of situation. So that's why the way to avoid preeclampsia and eclampsia is to get enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
When you were pregnant,
yes,
I actually measured how much protein you were taking into your diet. And you were looking at me when I said, now you need to eat the rest of this meat on your plate.
Yeah, steak like and eggs every morning.
Like I was crazy. I can't eat another bite. And I said, well, it's not for you.
Right. That's right.
And then you've got an awful lot of women who take in too little protein anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're looking at a real problem.
Right. Right. That's good, because I never really fully understood preeclampsia.
Right.
That makes total sense.
That's why I sit there and look at their, even before they get pregnant, I can look at their blood work and say, oh, we've got 70% damage in your kidneys already. We're going to need to, during this pregnancy, we're going to need to keep your kidneys up to par.
And you can reverse that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We want to get that up. I don't recommend getting pregnant until that's actually fixed.
Okay. When we come back, more on pregnancy and structure function care.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
And I have to make the decision. NutraSweet or saccharin? Well, I did some research. Found that NutraSweet can cause brain tumors. Saccharin can cause bladder cancer. So I have to decide, when I get older, do I want to be able to think and not pee? Or pee and not think? Well, I've seen old guys who've been thinking not pee. All they think about is pee. But I see guys who can pee and not think. They seem pretty happy to me. So NutraSweet it is.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about pregnancy and structure function care. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about anemia. We've talked about kidneys with preeclampsia. Very, very important. Thank you for giving that good understanding. That makes sense. So let's talk about the liver. Why is the liver so important during pregnancy?
The liver, of course, is the storage area. That's where we keep our vitamin A, vitamin D. It has a detoxifying effect on the system, keeps the toxins down. It also is very important for getting cholesterol, the building blocks of the body, building blocks of the baby. So it has a tremendous amount to do with it, and very important for the health of the child. And one of the things that some of the early nutritionists, some of the really famous guys, said that I can feed the, one of them said, I can feed the world with liver, beets, and yellow vegetables and meet all the nutritional requirements. So liver is probably one of the better things to take. Matter of fact, a lot of the Native American Indians and some of the other societies, they required women to eat liver during pregnancy. From the Native American Indians, it was deer liver, and you had to eat a certain amount. It was just part of the
ritual.
Now,
if you don't like liver, some people love it, some people despise it. What other options do you have? I personally like it.
But. Most of the time that I sit there and I said, you know, that you need to have liver, I see this look on a woman's face like. So what we do is we have desiccated liver and in capsules, and we give that. And it works extremely well. It gets all the needs into the person. They have a capsule, so they just pop it down, and we get excellent results with that. But liver is a very critical part, and it's going to really determine the health of the child. If you can get enough liver, one of the things that they see is the placenta is really, really strong. You know, you can also tell how healthy the mom was during pregnancy, not just by looking at the baby, but also people in the know, a lot of midwives, things like that, will look at the placenta and get probably even a better picture
of the health.
And a healthy liver responds, what you see a really strong placenta on that.
I thought it was so cool looking at the placenta. We made sure.
It looks like a tree of life.
Uh-huh.
It's really quite fascinating.
We took ours home.
Yeah. Let's not get personal there. But yes, the liver is a very critical thing. And oftentimes we can see on blood work that the liver's not working up to par. Mm-hmm. Very, very common. And so keeping the liver healthy, and one of the, of course, there are a lot of different ways to do that. A very excellent way to keep a woman's liver healthy is to give them liver.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, you know, as you're doing that, you have the stores of the fat, of the vitamins that you need. You have the building blocks to help help the child out. You keep the toxins down, which is extremely important for a lot of different types of things that occur in through the system. Keeps down the free radicals. It's just really, really an important cleanser of the system.
So give liver for the liver.
Give liver for
that
the liver.
That sounds easy.
It's a very safe type of a thing for pregnant women.
Do you recommend calf's liver? Is there a specific?
Yeah, you want to get liver that's as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get younger animals, it's a it's cleaner liver.
Interesting.
So you don't want cows who've had a lot of antibiotics and steroids and other different types of chemicals in their system.
Ah.
It's not good for you.
Okay, that's why you recommend calf's liver.
Right.
Let's talk about those darn hemorrhoids.
Ah, yes.
How can hemorrhoids be avoided during pregnancy?
Well, understanding where hemorrhoids come from, not from there. They actually come from the hepatic vein.
Okay.
There is a vein up in the liver that's called the hepatic vein. It's sort of, if you've ever flayed catfish and they have a mud vein.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's where the toxins go through, that's basically what...
I'm never going to have catfish.
There's a vein that's by the liver, and it's where the toxins go through to be processed.
Okay.
And if that gets backed up and toxic, it goes down to the veins in the anus and will back those up, and you'll get a hemorrhoid.
Mm.
So hemorrhoids are a sign of a over-toxified liver.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's that liver again.
Right. And so, you know, they often, what said, there is a physical type of aspect with the body for the hemorrhoids. That does not create hemorrhoids. It's the extra toxicity.
Okay.
So if you can keep the liver clean, you're not going to get hemorrhoids. And the reason that women get hemorrhoids at a very high rate while they're pregnant is because because they're not just detoxifying for themselves, but also detoxing for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of turnover. There's a very heavy increase of toxins that hit the liver at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to take, you know, you're talking about a stress on the liver that increases at almost 70%.
Wow.
And if you've already got a toxic liver, then you're going to have problems. And that's why so many women get hemorrhoids during their pregnancy, is because of the toxins that are involved. And also, it's involved with varicose veins.
Mm.
So if you can keep the liver healthy, you also don't get varicose veins too. So hemorrhoids, varicose veins, a healthy, good liver is the key to fixing that.
We have a great supplement for hemorrhoids.
Oh, yes.
The Colinsonia
root. That's something that can be something that you take. Also, of course, constipation is one thing that hits women during pregnancy, which also leads to some
of the
problems.
I thought you were saying that was a supplement.
No. Constipation. And
right.
The bile that comes from the liver is what moves the bowels. That causes peristalsis. So when you get a toxic liver that is overwrought, then you start to get constipation too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see where that liver can really play a big role in a lot of the discomfort problems of pregnancy and should be addressed. And when you're talking about the changes in the veins, hemorrhoids, you're talking about most of the pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just... again, points out the need for keeping the liver healthy.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it clean. So why are iodine levels important during pregnancy?
Iodine has been proven to be the biggest factor on the IQ of your child.
Mm.
So if you want a smart child, then you'll make sure that you get enough iodine into their system. Iodine is also critical for growth, to have a healthy child. And as you set up the iodine in the child, you also have a great deal of effect on whether that child will have thyroid problems later on in life.
Mm.
So that sets the stage for all those different types of things. Normal sexual development, muscle tone is also, you know, if you want a strong child, the iodine is going to be absolutely.
And we do that in supplement.
There are some very, very excellent supplementation.
I think a fish, too, but.
Right.
Sometimes you have to be careful of that.
Right, because of the mercury. Yeah, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, people dump all their mercury into the ocean, and it stays there, which has been a big problem.
Okay, when we come back, more on pregnancy and structure function care.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
According to the World Health Organization and the Center of Disease Control, we are now in a post-antibiotic age. What that means is that we have a tremendous number of bacteria that have complete resistance to antibiotics. When antibiotics came out, it was like a miracle in the healthcare industry. Bacterial infections were the number one killer of people. And the antibiotics just changed the whole landscape. And we were into a new age of healthcare. And so I consider antibiotics as one of our most precious type of commodities that we have in the modern world. Like a lot of things, we took something that was absolutely fantastic, overused it for things that we surely shouldn't have. And when we did that, the bacteria are really, really smart and can really reproduce quite quickly. In a very short amount of time, they were figuring out how to fight back against the antibiotics. There is a war going on there because of our poor use of antibiotics. The bacteria have won. Now we are in an age where we can go back to that pre-antibiotic era and would really cut down on life expectancy, would really change the whole ball game. After you do a surgery, get a course of antibiotics so you don't get a post-surgical infection. That actually is not happening nowadays. Because oftentimes you can get a post-surgical infection and it can kill you because the bacteria are no longer responding to the antibiotics. So we have a very major problem. It is something that we need to take stock of. Rethink how we do prescriptions, pharmaceutical prescriptions. We feel that we have the answer to this problem, and that's what we're trying to put out there. The CDC and the World Health Organization, all the people sit there and say, our philosophy on that is 80% should be structure function care, 20% should be pharmaceutical based. They agree with us. We're on the side that has the scientific backing. Antibiotics are the first line of defense. That is not the way that antibiotics are supposed to be used. And it's not because I'm against antibiotics. I'm actually a huge proponent of antibiotics. I love antibiotics, but we are destroying the antibiotics. I'm on my podium right now, but I get pretty passionate about it and very frustrated.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about pregnancy and structure function care. And Dr. Prather, we talked about the importance of folic acid, but let's talk about prenatal vitamins. Are mm-hmm. they enough to meet the needs of the mother and child?
They're designed to meet the minimum needs.
The minimum?
Okay. Yeah. And there could be, that's not taking into account any type of other processes that might be involved. Prenatal vitamins are extremely important. Highly recommend them.
Yeah.
That's just the basics. You know, finding out what the needs might be. And the reason that prenatal vitamins are so important is because it does have such an effect on the child. It just shows up that even the disease care model recognizes mm-hmm. how important the vitamins and minerals are, and to that every woman needs to have supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, we can get into the specifics of what's really needed. And we haven't really found any woman that didn't need help.
More than the prenatal
vitamin. More than the prenatal.
Prenatal vitamin, very important, but the minimum. I remember how big those were, like a horse pill. They just fit everything in there.
Yeah. They put an awful
lot.
Maybe
they're smaller now. I don't know.
they're very important, but it also just shows up the importance of nutritional during this time. And it's just a bare minimum that needs to be done. Really looking at that in a much greater way and seeing what is necessary into the system mm-hmm. is extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, I want to make sure we get to the structure part of structure
sure.
function care. Something that helped me greatly when I was pregnant was the chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about why is chiropractic so helpful during pregnancy?
Well, it's being comfortable.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, people are out of place anyway, and then when women get pregnant, it just accentuates that. And back pain is a major factor
mm-hmm.
for women going through. So just for basic comfort, the women who come in, we have quite a few who sit there, and I have women came in and said, found out I'm pregnant, need a chiropractor
mm-hmm.
To see me through the whole thing. Because I know I'll do so much better, sleep better, all those different types of aspects.
Move better, yeah.
But one of the things that is extremely important is that they will birth better.
Mm-hmm.
I had one woman who came in who had two pregnancies before, and they had not gone well. She was considered at a high risk. And they found out that she had triplets.
Oh, my goodness.
And so she was, the doctors were like, okay, this didn't go well last time.
Mm-hmm.
The last two times. And now we've got triplets. So we're just looking at this as a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So she came in, and she had gotten some adjusting before and knew that she had problems. She said, will this help? And I said, well, yeah, let's go ahead and work with this. And so we saw her through the entire pregnancy. She went full term, which they never thought that she would.
Wow.
And she delivered naturally without very little problems. And the obstetricians were like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. we wish all of our patients had chiropractic care because it makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And the matter of fact, I've had women who stopped by on their way to the delivery rooms
mm-hmm.
and went, one last adjustment because I want this to go as smoothly as possible.
Right.
Because as you can get all that lined up and getting the nervous system balanced, the structure in proper place, the delivery becomes a much easier process if things are lined up.
And I remember for me that pelvis area gets so lax, you know, because it's getting ready to move that baby through the birth canal.
Sure.
And the pubic symphysis, that's what kind of, right?
Oh, yeah.
It glues the...
everything together.
Yeah, pubic bones together.
Right.
There's the times you had to adjust that.
It
would go out.
That's mm-hmm. a very common type of thing and causes a tremendous amount of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Can put pressure on a nerve that controls the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never fun when the bladder releases and problems occur along those lines. And then after the birth, we've had a lot of women who came in, made sure that everything was lined up. What happens during the pregnancy is you get oxytocin. And oxytocin starts to loosen up all the ligaments of your body. So it's much easier to go out of place. Now, it's much easier to put back in place. So for the adjustment, for pregnancy adjustments are much gentler than the other adjustments.
That's what I'm going to say. What types of adjustments are done on pregnant women? Very gentle, I remember.
It's reflex adjusting, and it's the women who come in who get adjusted are like, wow, it seems like you're not doing hardly anything, but boy, do I feel different.
Right.
So it's you go out much easier, but it's also easier to put you back in place, and you have to be very, very gentle with pregnant women.
Mm-hmm. Because it's very lax, very easy to move.
Very easy to move.
Well, let's talk about acupuncture. Can acupuncture be helpful for pregnant women?
Yes. Well, of course, it's very well known that acupuncture for infertility has the best results of any treatment out there, including IVF treatment.
Oh, and we got some good news. Yes. It looks like Medicare might be covering acupuncture.
Oh, that's true. That's
right?
True.
We're starting to hear that. So people with Medicare out there, acupuncture could be covered. We'll let you know as soon as that goes through.
Right.
Exciting news.
Very exciting. But acupuncture is, one, very helpful for infertility, but also for pain relief, anxiety. And then also there is a point called the happy baby points.
The happy baby points.
Happy baby points, kidney 9 is one of the most important. And it's something that I found very true. If we can hit that, get that released, and keep that released during pregnancy, the baby sleep through the night.
You guarantee a happy baby.
It pretty well is. They're much more pleasant. They don't get as upset. They're healthier. Mm-hmm. It really has some amazing types of effects on the system. I have a patient who's coming in right now, who is also a chiropractor, and she comes in.
And she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. And she has come in for acupuncture for all of her pregnancies because she says, I don't get nauseated, I sleep, I get anxious because I have some anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. And all that goes away with the acupuncture. I feel so much better. And many women who also get the chiropractic also get the acupuncture during the pregnancy because they say it makes them feel so much better during that time. Their sensitivity is much higher. They often say that, their husbands are much better if they got acupuncture. It's amazing how...
Their husbands are much better if the women...
If the women get acupuncture. It's amazing how that changes their mood and how...
It changes their husband, huh?
Yeah, it changes their husband for some reason. It's interesting. Really cuts that down. It also helps out with the nausea. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then nausea, of course, you're talking about a big thing is ginger and vitamin B6. Mm-hmm. Really helps out with the whole nausea.
Well, I was in my first trimester, and did we go on a cruise? We went to Jamaica. Getting used to the food and that. And I bought a C-band. C-bands you can...
And that's an acupuncture point.
Acupuncture so you can actually, point, yeah.
You can use that for nausea is what I was getting to for acupuncture, too.
Oh, well, we got to wrap up. Massage, again, very important for pregnancy.
Excellent. There's so many things for that. We could go on for hours.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.